Good morning. Welcome back, you guys. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Experience. Today, you are experiencing a live broadcast from Twin Cities Closet Company in Mound.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Come on out. We're going to be here until noon. You can drop off a toy or a gift donation for our friends at Ronald McDonald House Charities, and then we'll get them to those families. And then you'll leave with a goodie bag from our friends at Twin Cities Closet Company. We happen to be joined now by the co-owner of this beautiful space. Don't call him Jimbo. Jim joins us now. James, it is so lovely to be here in this fabulous space. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks for coming out.
This is one of two locations. You've got one in Minneapolis, this beautiful showroom where we are in Mound. And I learned earlier today for the very first time that the majority, if not all, of the production takes place at the Minneapolis location.
Correct. Yep, we have the two locations. Our main showroom is in the Mound location. It's 5,000 square feet, shows off a lot of our products.
Yeah.
But the Minneapolis location was when we started and grew up in. And that's our main manufacturing center, as well as a small showroom there.
How many years have you guys been in business?
20 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy 20th anniversary. When people come into this space here in Mound, I would imagine if it's their first time, they do a lot of what I did and what I'm sure Donna did, which is just, whoa, I have to tell you, it's unassuming on the front. You just think, oh, let's just walk in, see what they have. And then it's immediate wow factor everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
What spaces do you find people running off to first when they get inside?
Well, we always hear the story because Mound is further out west than most locations in the Twin Cities. We'll admit that. But it's a beautiful drive. You get
to
see Minnetonka. Mm-hmm. There's nice restaurants out here, and I think it's an up-and-coming town. It's a beautiful little spot. But our showroom offers all of our products. It shows wall beds. There's pantries and, of course, our closet systems. And everyone just comes in and starts poking around in all these different areas and comes up with all their ideas for their homes. It's really great.
I think people have to really know that you don't just do closets. You do custom cabinetry. I see a kitchen area that has some really great organization to it. Garage, laundry, mudroom.
Garages and entertainment systems are also a big thing that we've been doing lately. Yep. And mudrooms, like that backspace with shiplap and things like that. We've been doing a lot of that lately.
What did you see happen during the last couple of years with everybody moving to working at home? And now a lot of places who will continue to have their employees work at least part-time from home.
It's been a big change. I mean, this industry, I think if you're in the home improvement industry as a whole, it's been very challenging because everyone with COVID has been working home, they're focusing on their house. And so a lot of home improvements are happening. I know roofers and yard landscapes and gutter people, everyone's been crazy busy. And at the same time, we're in a kind of a labor shortage. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to work all those angles on how to, keep timelines underneath and costs down. But it's been challenging. And with COVID, I mean, even currently right now, it's hard to talk about because you have individuals that might be, quote unquote, getting tested in this workforce. And it's not like you can go and talk about it openly because of you just can't do that.
Right.
So you have to pass that along to the customers. And most of our customers are very, very understanding. They get it. It's in a trying time still, but it's very hard.
What kind of protocols do you take when you are going in for, let's say, a complimentary design consultation? I mean, are you guys masking up?
That's a great question.
Wonder.
Yeah, our installers, we come in. I mean, again, most of the employees that I know have gotten stabs. We can't ask that openly because you can't.
Right.
So again, it's challenging.
I like that he calls them stabs and not jabs.
Right.
Maybe that means both shots. I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Probably not the best language. But anyway, but we come in, we try to, keep our spaces clean, our vans clean, our guys wearing masks, and then of course people can say, hey, we're all taken care of here. You don't have to wear one, or we'll gladly wear one if you want one.
Sure.
We just want everyone to feel comfortable and safe through these trying times.
That's the name of the game. It's just, kind of figuring that out and just figuring out what's going to be good for your folks, your team who's out there doing this wonderful work even during the pandemic, and then what makes the customers feel good. Let's talk about these in-wall bed situations, the Murphy bed, as we all know them.
Yeah, they're really hot right now.
So here's the thing. We have talked about this, the idea of a Murphy bed in a guest room, because we have a guest room that eventually we're going to build out, and what we don't want to do is dedicate it so that there's just a giant bed taking up that space because we only have guests sleeping down there for maybe 4 or 6 weeks during a busy year. What about the other 40 plus weeks? I want to use that space. And I saw one of the systems that you have down the way. It's really advanced.
We do a lot of home offices with Murphy beds, and that's really the great thing about it, is that it just folds right up and you can still use the space on the floor for your mm-hmm. office or whatever it is you're doing. And so it's a great addition to the house.
What's really cool is they now, it's like it's decorated underneath. Murphy beds were always very utilitarian in my mind. Right. Never would they have a design aesthetic that you would think, oh, that looks good when it's put away. You just think, oh, good, it's out of the way. But it's like the bottom of the bed folds in. And if you didn't know that it was a bed in there, I don't know that your first assumption would be, I bet there's a bed in there.
The industry as a whole has gone really kind of higher technology. So there's a lot of fun things you can play with. Aesthetics have been a big improvement in our industry over the years. I've been in this industry for 30 years, and you started off with just slab white, you know, in raw wood. And now you have all these raised fronts. It looks amazing.
Yes.
I mean, faux finishes that are, we also do offer real wood solutions that you can have stained yourself. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the faux colors that come in the TFLs that we have today just look like real wood. Most people wouldn't know that it's not stained wood, and it looks amazing.
It's just gorgeous. I feel like I'm in an episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It really
you
is.
You said you feel like you're in Lisa Vanderpump's closet right behind us.
Yes, because every time you see a closet on one of these shows, it's like you're just, it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning.
When you light something up with LED lights, it looks fabulous. It really does.
Yeah.
It focuses a lot of attention on the key areas, and so I'm a big fan of the LEDs.
I was trying to find where these lights were coming from. We have this beautiful closet set up right behind us. So this is LED lighting that essentially for each of these built-ins, each of these shelves, they look like they are individually lit. But Jim, when I was up close to them, I couldn't figure out.
They are individually lit, yes.
Where the heck is the light
coming
from?
Yeah, the shelves are individually in the LEDs are in the shelves. So that's what it is. Yep.
Man, it looks really killer. Looks really, really fantastic. Is there a space in here that people most gravitate toward? I mean, this closet upon entry is something, but when you walk to the end of the showroom, there's this killer unexpected garage system that's waiting there as well.
It's a funny story because I've had people, it is a fancy garage. It looks fabulous. We had the floors done by Garage Floor Coatings of Minnesota. They're great team member that we work with on that. And with that partnership, we do a lot of that. And so you go to the back, it looks phenomenal, and people look at me and go, well, so where do you guys do garages at? I'm like, you're looking at it.
This is it.
And it looks so fancy that they don't realize that this is the garage cabinets that we do. So, you know, we do a lot of that beautiful wood colors in the garages in today's. It's not just gray or red.
Right.
It's a lot of wood colors and a lot of tones. You can still bleed right over into the garage area. So those man caves or she sheds can look really nice.
Yes.
Well done. And also, we want to thank you for supporting the Ronald McDonald House.
Right.
Because this is a drop-off location. Please come on out, and we'll make sure that toys get to the families at Ronald McDonald House. And you also helped us out with our Project Down and Dirty Construction with our fundraising efforts. So thank you for being so, you know, community focused as well as doing such great work.
Well, your team does a great job. We love working with you guys. And again, we need more boxes out here, and we can certainly use more gifts for the Ronald McDonald House. We had a gentleman coming today. His family's in Chicago. Currently right now, been living at a Ronald McDonald House since August. His great-granddaughter is under significant...
Yeah, he shared that whole story with me, and it was really something just to hear, and it's a real-life application of the wonderful work that the team at Ronald McDonald House does. Come on, see us, Twin Cities Closet Company, here in beautiful Mound on the Don and Steve Show.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter, Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host,
DJ Rock Lobster. Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
I do want to see how smart you are. Jamie's on the phone. She's going to pick which one of you is smarter, which one she thinks, at least. And if she's right, if the person she picks answers the most questions, Jamie is going to go see Being the Ricardo, starring Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem, Tuesday, December 7th at Showplace Icon West at 7 p.m. And here's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, look at you, shot out of a cannon. How many cups of coffee are pulsating through your body right now?
Sorry, I can hardly hear you.
What? That's okay. Jamie, it doesn't matter. It was a stupid question. It's time for you to decide if you want to team up with Donna or Steve in today's quiz.
All right. Well, I don't know the topic. Oh. I didn't hear it, but I'm totally going with Donna. Sorry.
You're the worst. Woo! Jamie, honestly, Rocco, yeah, did you even say the topic?
I really didn't, but I think Jamie's right because it is National Bartender Day today.
Rude.
And I'm going to quiz you on some fictional bartenders from the world of pop culture.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to step away. It's going to be difficult. I'll do my best. I'm going to go back to the garage.
Why don't you just go outside?
I will go outside.
Bye-bye, then.
Okay. Why don't you shut him inside a Murphy bed? That'd be kind of fun.
No? Yeah, Rocco. I like that. I like Thank that you. Idea.
All right. Okay. Stay on hold there, Jamie, and I'm going to start quizzing Donna with this one. In what 1980 movie would you find Lloyd the bartender at the Overlook Hotel?
Oh, that is The Shining.
What was the name of the bartender played by Woody Harrelson on Cheers?
Oh, gosh, not Coach, but was it Woody? Woody.
And who's the bartender on The Simpsons?
Oh, shoot. That's Mo. That's Mo. Wow.
Audience participation. Didn't what? See that no. coming. I heard
that is Mo, my friend. Okay. And I think Woody is right. I think Woody is Woody.
Well, A, it sounds like you got some...
Don't worry about it.
Some audience help there.
Don't worry about it.
But you've also got Jamie here. I'll pull her back up. Jamie, thoughts? Overlook Hotel, Lloyd the bartender. She said The Shining. Your thoughts?
Oh, God, it's been so long since I've seen that. I do not remember, so we'll go with it.
Okay. She said Woody Harrelson played a bartender named Woody on Cheers. Your thoughts?
So that sounds right.
Okay.
And then some rando at Twin Cities Closet Company yelled out, "Mo is the bartender on The Simpsons." Sorry if I love randos at Twin Cities Closet Company. How you doing out there? Your thoughts, Jamie?
Yeah, that one I have no clue.
Okay, don't say anything. Steve's coming back. He's freezing outside, trying to pretend like he's dying. It's like 50 degrees out there. I don't know what he's complaining about. Anyway, hi, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy boo.
Update on the store next door.
Oh, okay.
So they apparently sell vinyl, but
Tonka Tunes.
The front of the store is Tonka Vac. And so they do vacuum repair. They have a variety of vacuum cleaners out front. I thought I was going to see vinyl, and it said hippies use back door, which I think means if you're here for vinyl, go around back.
Sure, because the big sign says records right there.
Yeah, no, it's like a guy was like, I kind of want to start a business. I'm thinking about vacuums, but maybe vinyl. And he decided, why choose?
Right. I know we'll a guy who works at a meat market and sells musical instruments also.
Sir, is there beef in this horn?
That's
All right,
funny.
Let's play the game.
Okay, Steve, I'm going to quiz you on some fictional bartenders from the world of pop culture because it's National Bartender Day, I guess.
Mo, Ted Danson, and one other one. Go ahead.
Maybe. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll start with this one. In what 1980 movie would you find Lloyd the bartender at the Overlook Hotel?
Okay. The Shining.
What was the name of the bartender played by Woody Harrelson on Cheers?
Woody!
And who's the bartender on The Simpsons?
Mo.
Okay, looks like we're going to a tiebreaker.
That's a 3-for-3 banger.
How did you get The Shining?
I only got it because of the book that we read, hashtag It's Not a Book Club, in the Don and Steve Read-Along, Billy Summers. And you guys were talking a lot about The Shining and The Overlook and all that when we were talking.
All right, right. Here we go.
Okay.
Did you get Mo?
I got Mo.
It wasn't Jamie that got Mo? Was it Jamie that got Mo?
No.
Jamie got Mo.
Jamie didn't get Mo.
It was, let's find out who that rando was out there. Bring her on up.
Oh my gosh, it was you? So wait.
She just yelled out Mo. I didn't ask.
You and Jamie didn't get Mo?
No.
And then she got Mo?
Yes. What's your name? Nicole, thank you.
Wow. Yeah, thanks, Nicole. All right, so I guess we go to a tiebreaker now.
I'm sorry I called you a rando. Nicole, you're a my talker through and through.
That's right.
Here's the tiebreaker. See if you can tell me, and I'll even bring Jamie back, and we can even have Nicole play.
I think she's going to anyway. So,
when you know the name of the bartender from this television show, yell out his name.
Donna.
Isaac.
Isaac is right. Jamie wins.
Is that the
Love Boat?
I've never seen an episode of The Love Boat.
Oh, you are missing out.
Really?
It's so fun.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's really
Is it
good.
A comedy or a drama?
It's a comedy. Sometimes there's dramatic situations, but... Oh.
There's always like three plots going on, and it's just, you know, guest
it's
stars.
Different guests.
And
Adrian Barbeau
plays a man looking for love because
yeah,
he's a widow.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. Audrey Landers is the hottie cheerleader who always wanted to reunite with the right. football player from high school.
Oh, sure.
Played
Thanks,
by
Rocco.
Ted McGinley or something. Anyways, Jamie's right, going to go see Being the Ricardos.
Enjoy the movie.
Jamie, way to go. Congratulations.
Actually, can I donate it to Nicole?
Yay.
Yes, you can. Yes. Nicole, who's Nicole living life as a criminal, is gobsmacked by your generosity, as am I. You can. We'll get these two.
We'll get
Nicole.
Yeah.
And trust me, if Nicole hadn't won the tickets based on her track record, she would have sneaked into the theater anyway. Right? She's not playing by the rules. Yes, we'll get. That's very kind of
Thank
you, Jamie.
You.
You have a fabulous rest of your Friday, okay?
All right, you guys too.
Bye, Jamie. All right, I have an email I have to get to.
Okay.
There's a couple that have to do with Brownie, okay?
Okay.
Brownie is Steve's discolored tooth.
I'm reading a comment about Brownie right now on Instagram.
Well, that's who's texting. They said, please check your Instagram messages. Yep. Oh, it's Carrie. She said she was inspired by Tooth Talk and sketched up a Brownie the Elf. She's guessing it will be, as if not surpass, the popularity of Rudolph.
Oh,
and she gets
50%
royalties. Okay, so she's got Brownie the Elf for you. Then we have a pharmacist who sent us an email about Brownie and said, oh, it's really good.
It's Brownie the Elf.
Oh, my God.
It looks
hilarious.
Like a tooth wearing a Santa hat and elf shoes. That's really great. Thank you, Carrie. Nice drawing.
Okay, the other thing is Rasa said she's not sure if she remembers correctly, but thinks that you were on a course of doxycycline.
I was. Wow, we're getting deep into my medical history now.
So
yes.
That is a side effect, is tooth discoloration.
No.
In kids. Okay. Just a thought, as she's a pharmacist.
But also kids at heart. Listen, about the doxycycline, that was recent. That was recent.
Okay.
And I don't think that was the cause.
Well,
no.
Get ready for Brownie 2.0, I guess.
Next time I go to an antibiotic. You know, I have to tell you this. Thank you guys for bringing up Tooth Talk. Because when I was there, it's amazing. It's amazing when you stay on top of these routine checkups, how much better you feel about your whole life. Like even going to the dermatologist for the first time ever that I got a body scan, right? Like I just didn't ever want to do that. And then I left with peace of mind. I went in there, Donna, my teeth were not nearly as clean as they should be, to the point where, why am I telling you this?
Is this a vulnerable moment?
It is a vulnerable moment.
We should actually have a segment called Vulnerable Moment.
Rocco, you've heard it, and that's an official request that we have.
Vulnerable moment.
When I would open my mouth and look at the back of my bottom teeth, so like the inside of my bottom teeth, they were not looking the way that they should. And then my dentist said, look, we're going to take care of that, and by the time you leave here, you're going to be feeling great. And sure enough, I was. And it's like, there's a way out, Donna. You know what I mean?
You are
look
so
at my
dramatic.
Teeth.
They look beautiful.
That
Your
is
gums
a...
look healthy and pink.
Now, you're kind of discrediting Brownie because I said he went from a 3 to an 8, and you said maybe to like a 5.
0.5.
Okay.
A 5, not a 0.5, but a 5.5. Brownie's looking very shiny.
I'm going to show people here. We have a jam-packed audience here, and I'm going to show them.
I have a birthmark named Chip.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I can't show it to anybody.
Where is it?
It's in a vulnerable place.
That's another segment that we have. A vulnerable moment about my vulnerable place. Okay, why don't we take a break?
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening, you guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Donna just tried double dipping, tried to make lunch plans with me again, second time in 1 week. I told you I was scared this was going to happen.
Well, you know.
I know. We're here in Mound. It feels like we could just go down to like our corner tavern here or something.
Yeah. Just,
or the record and right vacuum there, right repair shop street. Probably sells sandwiches too.
Jim is saying we should go right over here, right next door.
What's happening over there? Dakota Junction. Dakota Junction, two doors
down. I'm going to do takeout.
Here in beautiful
I don't need you. Oh, in the privacy of my own car.
Hurt people, hurt people.
Okay, I came across a story I've been reading a lot on Page Six. Prince Charles has not seen his youngest son, Prince Harry, in 8 months. But they're back on speaking terms.
This is
are awesome. You relieved? Are you as relieved as you are about Brownie?
I am happy for them. I don't care a ton about the royals. What made me feel sad in the midst of all of this drama, it's just like there's a real family, royals they may be, but still it's a family that is just, you know, separating and not talking to each other. And yes, all of the good history that you have together.
So glad you see it that way.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. I'm glad that you see it as a family, not just like, oh, these rich people who are, you know, hoity-toity.
Rich people have feelings, too.
Okay, good, right. Good. So they last saw one another at Prince Philip's funeral, and Prince Charles has spent several days this week in Barbados because, you know, it's becoming a republic.
Oh,
it's no longer the Queen's no longer going to have any, rule over Barbados.
I did not know this.
He has still not met his granddaughter. She was born in July. He was hurt when Harry and Meghan just dumped it on the family that they were giving up, you know, their roles and moving abroad, as one could imagine. But hopefully these guys will work it out, because Prince Charles is not getting any younger, you know?
How old is he?
I bet he's... let me take a shot in
all
the
right,
dark.
I'll look it up.
72.
Older. He's got to be older than that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, Mummy's going to be 100. So, yeah, you might be right. He might be 80.
No, he's 73. You are very close, Donna.
Okay, wow. good. So
she's going to be what's she going to be?
100. Isn't she?
No.
Yeah.
The Queen's not 100.
Is the Queen 100?
I'll look it up.
All right. Okay, we'll get some on-hold music while you're looking it up.
Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, 95.
Okay.
Wow.
My bad.
Can we talk about her for a moment?
Sure.
Do you think that she... I know what Charles thinks, but do you think that she should have by now said, I'm gonna clear the way. I'm going to step aside. I don't know that that would be considered abdicating or not, or if you could just sort of, you know, in good faith say, I'm now going to hand this over to my son.
I don't know. Is that how it works?
I don't know. Because didn't the one guy in season one of The Crown, he abdicated and everybody got all upset about that?
Yes. Welcome to a new segment called, I don't know.
Monday the through Royals Friday, edition. 9 to noon.
Hey, Rocco.
What?
You're a Rocco said? It's Monday through Friday, 9 to noon.
Kind of.
I wonder, though. But do you think if they said it was okay, like, oh, anytime you want to tap out, you can, and we'll set you up in your own little space, but then Charles will take over ruling the monarchy.
Yeah, I think it's maybe getting close. But she's really sharp.
I know.
She's super sharp. It's not like she's, you know, lying in bed. She's going to events. She's wearing bright colors.
She hasn't gone gray yet. What are you talking about? Well, I do think it is. I don't know. It's admirable, I suppose. But remember I told you yesterday I was in the locker room with some other fellows and I heard them talking about retirement. Oh, it's too young to retire. You got to keep working your brain. And I kept thinking, I don't know. I don't know if I buy into what these guys are saying. Just by 95. By the age of 90, think of yourself at the age of 95. Do you still want to have the duties of ruling over a monarchy? Or would you rather just say, what a wonderful run I had? How old was she when she became queen?
Oh, she was a young girl, like 17, 18.
Okay.
So, I think.
I don't know.
Welcome again to I Don't Know. Are we supposed to
season
follow
one
a rule?
Of The Crown? What was it? No, listen. There's...
She was young.
She wasn't 17, was she?
I don't know.
All right. This is great. This is good.
Oh, man.
Rocco, any help back there?
No, I was working on the Dirt Alert. What?
Son of a gun! We're at Twin Cities Plaza Company, by the way.
Beautiful.
You can come out and see us here in Mound. You can drop off a toy or a donation that we will make sure goes to our friends at Ronald McDonald House Charities and kids and their families who are spending their holidays undergoing care. And so it's really, really meaningful work that they do. So come by and drop off a gift just like this woman is, right on time. Unbelievable. As I said, that she did this.
We need more boxes because people have been so incredibly generous.
Yeah, this is great.
And the work that they do at the Ronald McDonald House, I had a friend whose baby was being treated at the U. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't want to, even though they are from the Twin Cities, you know, a lot of people come from out of town, different countries, things like that. They didn't want to be far from their baby. And he just raves about how wonderful they are about taking that burden away from the family when they shouldn't have to worry. Like, what am I going to eat tonight? What are we going to, you know, that's all taken care of these families.
Right.
When they are staying at the Ronald McDonald House. So it's
wonderful. They do the Lord's work. It's really, really good stuff. So come by, drop that off. It's our Santa stop. We're happy to be out here in beautiful Mound. Now, what have we figured out? When did Queen Elizabeth become the queen?
I don't know.
What Rocco, did you search on Google?
Okay, fine. I'll stop working on the dirt.
Well,
Queen
I only have one hand because my...
She was 27, not 17. She was 27. You know who figured that out? Someone here at Twin Cities Closet Company just did our job for her. She was 27.
1951.
Which means 68 years
53.
Now. She has ruled.
I thought she was young. Like a little, like a babe.
No.
Okay.
No. All right. But that's incredible. 68 years doing the same job. Mm-hmm, I can't even imagine.
No, I can't either. But she's beloved. People love her.
You know, when I was considering stepping away from Twin Cities Live, I remember I was talking with someone in the Hubbard Broadcasting Building. And I said to the, and you know I love Dave Dahl.
Sure.
And I said to this person that I was talking to, I said, you know, I have to be honest, like Dave Dahl just celebrated 40 years here. Personally, with my brain and attention span, I cannot imagine working at the same place for 4 decades. And as I was just trying to confide in this person, like, does that make sense to you? He then said back to me, careful, I've been here just about that long. And I was like, oh,
really?
Whoopsie-daisy. Yeah, so I like immediately diminished what he had done in
I
one place.
Stayed at my last job for 20. Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You want to be a job jumper your whole life?
I don't want to be a job jumper. I just want to, you know, you start to get the feeling of like, you get one trip around this earth and like, what else is there? What else do we want to do? Are there ways that we could do multiple things all at the same time?
You're like a restless guy. I want stability.
Yeah, I like stability to an extent. But then after a while, I'm like, we need to paint the walls in here. You know what I mean? Not here. Twin Cities Plaza Company.
Beautiful.
Looks great.
Looks
very
great,
beautiful.
Jim.
Looking so good.
Looking good.
When we come back, Rocco has been working on a dirt alert. We can't wait to hear how it's all come together. Oh, and I watched a new Kevin Hart show on Netflix last night.
Oh.
Maybe you should check it out. I'll tell you about it next.